Get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Now, I was praying some months ago, trying to know that do we need to conform to the world, worldly system, for us to win the world, or the world to be conformed to us, such that when somebody gives his life to Christ, his dressing will change to plain dressings. Are you getting me? His lifestyle will change to normal. But today you see Christians as wild as an unbeliever. And that is not good enough. We don't need worldly standard to do the things we do. The exploits of some Christians are born out of quality time they spend with God's word in prayers and in faithfully serving God Almighty. You can be like that too. Most of us Christians are doing exploits because of our depth in God's word. Receive grace to walk with God in the name of Jesus. You need to note that worldliness and ungodliness will reduce your authority as a believer and trash your heavenly treasure in no time. You will become empty of Holy Spirit enablement and become a mean man, a mere person, a mere person. Hallelujah. There are some men of God that when they call the name of Jesus, thunder strike, miracle happens. They are pure men of God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that being pure for Christ and making yourself available to Him, He will use you beyond your imagination. Hallelujah. He will use you because you are pure. Proverbs 21 verse 16 says, "The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead." Listen, there are ways somebody will be walking. You will know this person is a responsible person. There are ways you dress that people will know that you are a responsible person. I mean, I was going. Police was harassing people. They were respecting me. I heard them, "Sir, you can go. Hey, come, stop there. What is in your bag?" I also carried bag. Never the time a man of God is looking raw, you have to tell people that I'm a pastor before they know. Imagine. If you are truly born again, let me read that scripture again. "The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain the congregation of the dead, of the unbelievers." That's where we believe in. What is happening to them will be happening to him. Jesus also said, "They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world." So, if you are truly born again and have Jesus Christ in you, ungodliness won't suit you. You will not like to do the things that God don't want. Ungodliness will not suit you. You will hate it. Because you are not of this world, you are of Jesus. You will always react against iniquity. There are so many reasons why you will find Christians fighting and lobbying for unrighteous mammon. Some people can do anything to get money. They will be lobbying for unrighteous mammon, earthly position, and joining evil gang to destroy. But anyway, let's return back to the path of God. God's path is void of confusion and every evil work because He leads you through His wisdom. To this effect, let's look at the wisdom of the world. Because some levels of wisdom were mentioned at the beginning of this in the book of James 3, 13 to 14. He said that, "But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but it's earthly." Wisdom that has strife and envy in it is earthly wisdom. It is sensual wisdom. It's devilish wisdom. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. So let's look at the wisdom of this world. Wisdom of the world is self-created or imposed on us when we are drawn to perdition, which is sensual, earthly, and devilish. It is imposed though. Sensual in the sense that when you sense the promotion, progress, and breakthrough of others, you will want to bring them down or have a terrible ill thought towards them. The witches that call you that you should come and seek his help is also behind your trouble. It's machination. Let me put this out. How many of the stars worldwide are not using one power somewhere? Don't belong to one thing or the other out there. How many of those people can say, "I am pure, I belong to God, I don't use anything else"? Worldly wisdom. Secondly, Earthly wisdom is such a wisdom you engage to acquire things on the earth by all means with no respect to human lives. Earthly wisdom, you want to ride the best of car and you are going through all kinds. You want to build the best of house. You want to go for holiday in wonderful places across the world and you are at it. If somebody die, you just get the money. I'm challenging the government. They know thieves. But then we don't see the work you are doing, but we saw how much you are spending in the community. You are a thief. Hallelujah. If it is the wisdom of God, it is traceable. If it is the blessings of God, it is traceable. Once your source of wealth cannot be traced, you are a thief. If the blessings of God on your life is traceable, if it is the blessing of God, it is traceable. They can say, it's a pastor of a mega church. His church are blessing him. He has influence everywhere in the world. They are blessing him. His business is cattle abroad, everywhere. That's where God is money. People love him. People, that's why he has money. But once you don't have business everywhere, but you have money everywhere, we should check you. Your influence is no place. So what is bringing money to you? Governments, you people know what? You know thieves. You know thieves. You know who to arrest. Hallelujah. This kind of wisdom, wisdom of the world, is what most politicians and wicked leaders uses today. Earthly wisdom is foolishness in disguise, because after you have acquired all you can, you will die and leave them behind and face hell. Not to talk of the insecurity, insomnia, and lack of peace you will have suffered while on earth. What a wasted energy. You know, I was watching something online. I used to study all kind of things. Just for the page to grow. Just because of social media relevance. If you see what people do. Some people will dance. Some people will do all kind of sexy things. They will do all, just for their page to grow. I was writing on one of the pages and I said that. You may think people don't see you online. They don't comment. They don't like Abby. Many people are seeing you. Only that what you are doing is not in their interest. You try to go naked. You will see that you will make name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many people are seeing your post, but they don't like, they don't comment, because they are not what is gingering the unworldliness in them. Millions are seeing your post, but most time when you post, it's Jesus something, it's sensible something. But you start doing nonsense. Even the social media platform, they will be using your nonsense you are posting to boost their page. Praise the Lord. You watch some comedy today, it is immoral and there's no sense in it. You will wonder the message they are passing. You see some things that lady is going, somebody is falling down because looking at the backside. They'll be showing somebody going to sleep with somebody inside bedroom. And all that nonsense should be stopped. Are you getting me? And that's what some people are using to grow their page. That is wisdom of this art. Some artists, even gospel artists, are now using worldly wisdom to grow their audience. Some men of God are the kind of truth they speak, because they don't want the likes and comments to reduce. By the time you are saying to unbeliever that it is well with them, Bible says it will not be well with the wicked. You are saying it is well with them. Let somebody shout, I am blessed. You are telling unbeliever, people that don't know Christ, to shout, I am blessed. With what? With curses. Instead of you to give them the word of God, you are trying to ginger them for yourself. You come for praise. The highest number of people that came for your praise meeting, they are all kind of immoral acts, all kind of thieves come. They steal people's phone. They carry people's bag. I'm telling you, all kind of things has entered the Christendom. Some high praise jamboree they do today is just a little difference in between worldly jump and praising God. Just a little difference from street jams. We have sung the word of praises here, a miracle happens. Each time we praise God there, I felt lifted. You go for some praise session, you come back with headache. God is not in their midst. God is not there. Hallelujah. The voice, beautiful. The sound, wonderful. Look at the crowd everywhere. But somebody is missing. Jesus himself. Imagine. We are now using earthly wisdom to grow our churches today. And we also use earthly wisdom to sustain them. Praise God. At the end of the day, your church will be full of earthly people. They are not godly. They are not godly. What a waste of energy. Remember Ecclesiastes 9:5. For the living know that they shall die. Shebi, you know that you will die. Bible is talking. Ecclesiastes 9:5. For the living know that they shall die. But the dead know not anything. Once you are dead, you don't know anything again. Neither are they any more a reward. for the memory of them is forgotten. Now, whatever you have done depends when you take your last breath. That will determine your reward. Your reward. Finally, the worst of it is devilish wisdom. Devilish wisdom. This simply is engaging diabolical powers or fetish powers to get things done. There are people today that they do all kinds of things for business to come. Go and bury something in your shop. Use this water to bathe, and it will answer. And they will have to pay for it with something else. Devilish wisdom. We have necromancer today. We have witchcraft. We have occultic abilities. Are worse of kind of wisdom. They are worse of. Worst kind of wisdom. Because it will make you lose to the devil and make some satanic agent. You become devil's agent. A time will come that people will know that that's what you are doing. They will be careful of you. If you're a landlord, you just see that some tenants are parking out. And they will be telling others, don't park into that house. Oh. The landlord is a devil. Praise the Lord. People will be careful of you. They'll be running away from you.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hyonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
When I was in secondary school, there was a girl in our class. If you fight her, you are in trouble. One day there was argument in SS1. I was in SS1 that time. Argument. I know this. My friend named Yinka, look at this girl. Because she's this kind of girl that she was a predator. She wants to dominate everybody. Whatever she says, nobody should change it. And my friend, Yinka by name, said, no, we are not going to do that. And Yinka collected her seat. I say, in this class today, you are not sitting down. And then he sat down as a warlord. And then he said, Abby, and did like this to Yinka. You will see. Praise the Lord. I was in the class. I think our Greek teacher came to teach us. When the man left, I had something like, you know, like heat beside me. It was Yinka. And I look at, what happened? The body became extra hot. We closed by 2 p.m. We have to carry Yinka home. And the guy came to me and said, I know that you know what I have done. If you say it, you are in soup. She said to me, "Say if you say it." I said, but why? He said, were you not there when you collected my seat? He said, please forgive. He said, no. There is no mercy in the kingdom of hell. She told me, I must never. Ah, I want to go to. 1 week we didn't see Yinka in the school. Ah, I was not. I can't tell anybody. I can't go to Yinka's house. What will I do? I began to pray, God, save my friend. Well, they were from this apostolic church. The pastor of their church came to visit them, and the man said, this is not ordinary. He was on the bed. He could not stand up. He was on the bed. And the man of God carried Jingube and was praying for him. And then the spirit left and Yinka became healed and came to school the following week. From that moment, Yinka became the most gentle boy in our class. Praise the Lord. Whenever the guest starts manifesting, Yinka will just keep quiet. There are devilish people here and there. So, whenever you fail with your devilish wisdom, then it returns back to you to destroy you. What they give to you to be destroying lives, if that thing fail, it's coming back on your head. Don't think it will go to Satan. It's coming back on you. You sent an evil arrow to kill somebody's children. If they are able to send it back, it's going to you and your children. And it's coming with full force. So devilish wisdom is not safe. It's not safe. Which is the reason men and women from lineage ruled by dark powers fight unseen battles. You see, people that are from the lineage of occultic, of powers, evil powers, they always suffer unseen battles. Finally, as we begin to close, wisdom from above. Let's look at that wisdom from above. You see, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. God's kind of wisdom is divine in nature and rules above other kind of wisdom and ability. Nothing compares to it in value. When earthly wisdom come against you, when wisdom of this world come against you, you can put them off by the wisdom from above. When devilish wisdom come at you, you can put them off by the wisdom from above. I share the testimony here. When I was living in Face Me and Face You house, kind of house, there was an harlot, there was a brothel beside the house, and which, when I prayed, God later turned into a church. And then, I was in that place. There were an harlot was fighting a woman in our compound, and the harlot was ready to tear down the woman. We have to lock the main entrance. People were holding the harlot outside. People were holding the woman that was in the passage inside. And the whole thing, people gathered. It was like, she will kill her. God, what will I do? And my room is the first room. And I'm the son of the owner of the house. Hallelujah. What should I do? I begin to pray. Then the Lord remind me, your anointing oil. So I went to carry the anointing oil bottle and anointed the entrance. And I told people that were standing, I don't, open the door, let her enter. Open the door, let her enter. When they will not allow me, I pushed them out of the door and I opened the door. This harlot ran as she crossed the portion I anointed. Went to the woman and hugged the woman and said, we are friends, we don't need to fight. Everybody looked at me and said, Pastor. I said, don't tell anybody. Praise the Lord. And they became friends. Heavenly wisdom, wisdom from above. There was a tree in front of our house, opposite the house. It was a judicious tree. I mean charm tree. All kind of evil. They do sacrifice at the tree and all kinds. And that's on the land which the tree was. The owner has not been able to build any structure on that land since 1985. And now we are talking about 2021, 2022. And then I went there, continued to anoint the tree for 6 months plus. I was anointing it. One day there was a wind, a kind of wild wind, and uprooted in the daytime, Tuesday morning, uprooted the tree from the ground and threw it on the road. And then I began to hear clubhouse the wall, people began, guys came and matched and cut it into pieces. Immediately some people were using the wood they got from it to make their shop and all kind of things. And that was the end. The person that used to sacrifice at that tree, sickness began, they began to carry him around and he died. Hallelujah. God kind of wisdom is above every other wisdom. Hallelujah. It's wisdom for you to pray for your children, anoint them every morning. To bless your wife and decree and anoint her. Hallelujah. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. There are some battles you cannot fight. It's wisdom to sow seed in the life of this man of God over your life. At least so that the grace of God on him can fight your battle. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. It's wisdom for you not to go beyond your level. What you know you cannot do. It's wisdom. Engage the wisdom of God. That wisdom of God has this characteristics as I've been reading it. It is pure. No hypocrisy in it. It is pure. There's no envy. No strife. It's pure. Then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. Full of mercy and good fruit. Without partiality and without hypocrisy. It's straight. It carries hero-making virtues. You want to become an hero? Walk in the wisdom from above. It carried hero-making virtues. With this wisdom from above, you will be a voice to be listened to. That's it. You shall be a voice to be listened to. It is such a wisdom that makes your hater to later bow to you. They bow to Daniel. They will bow to you. Bible said the king bow himself to the house before Daniel. They bow to you. Because they know that your class is above them. There are some people that are simply above the class of men. The king has to say, the soothsayer, the magicians, the shardings, all of you, Daniel is now your head. Because he's the one that saved your life. Without Daniel, I would have killed all of you. Can you imagine? Somebody that can interpret forgotten dreams. Joseph, interpret forgotten dreams. Pharaoh dreamt and forgot. Now, amen. Hallelujah. And he brought the dream to reality. King dream in Babylon. And then the dream that was writing on the wall. Daniel interpreted it. That one is beyond human realms. Something that is beyond human realm. Bringing solution to it. The shardins, the soothsayers, the magicians say, King, tell us your dream. I've forgotten, but I'm troubled. You can't tell me, I'll kill all of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. The wisdom of of God is above every other kind of wisdom. All those that have the wisdom from above can fulfill Isaiah 58 verse 12. Isaiah 58 12, which says, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the path to dwell in. What has been destroyed in ages, by the wisdom of God, you can repair them. Who told you that this country cannot come to the first class of countries? But you take people with the wisdom from above. Hallelujah. Now, the path of God is never unholy, neither does he need you to fall into sin to get fulfilling life. Psalm 145 verse 17 says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. So, maybe the reason things have not been going on well with you is because you have stepped out of God's path. That's God's wisdom. You step out, that word path here, we're actually interchanging with wisdom. So you step out of God's path, you step out of God's wisdom to the path of the world, and you have been messed up over time. Jesus is staging a comeback to you. Hallelujah. Some of our women that are single mothers came up with this saying and say, all men are evil. For you saying that alone, it means that you will remain single. All men, who told you all men are evil? There is a battle you have not won. Go and fight the battle and win it. There are good men. There are good men. I've met people who their first marriage failed, but when they repaired their relationship with God, God gave them a good man to marry. Most of the time, do you know why we are not enjoying God's blessing? We want to be worldly, but enjoying God's blessings is impossible. You want to sustain who you are in the world and still be enjoying the blessings of God on the earth. You can't. You can't. Can't. Hallelujah. So step out of that worldly wisdom and appreciate God's kind of wisdom. And before you know it, your life will change. Listen to me, our social media people. The blessings of God is not according to the levels of comments and views. Is somebody hearing me? Don't let people following you online convince you. And most of the time, this social media thing, people that own it, at times they beef you. At times they just make your head swell. The comments they are making that suit you, they are the one that organize it. Is somebody hearing me? I'm in the world. I know what I'm in the plat. I know what I'm talking about. They just psych you. Be after the number of people you're teaching what you are doing in part. Maybe except if you are selling online anyway. Amen. Don't go worldly to make sales. Look at most of the formats today. They place beautiful, sexy ladies so that their things will sell. May the blood of Jesus wash this country through in the name of Jesus. I was going through the market one day and some people were selling their product, promoting their product. The ladies were dancing and guys almost naked so that these people will come and buy what they are selling. Earthly wisdom. You know, that company, you will leave it someday. Why will you have to destroy your tomorrow trying to make gain? On a company that if the owner dies or they want to inherit it, they cannot share you a portion. Hallelujah. Now, you want to destroy yourself there. Praise the Lord. Don't destroy your tomorrow. Walk in heavenly wisdom. Some people, in order to sell, they lie. They lie. They say what is not. All these are earthly wisdom. Hallelujah. One young man, a chemist, went somewhere to buy something. I don't want to mention the name of the place. On his way coming back, he found a tricycle. There was only one space remaining in that tricycle. And they were all guys in that tricycle. And he caught where he was going. And he entered and sat down. The moment he sat down, his brain was emptied. They got the phone, his phone, and robbed him. They robbed him empty. And then, when they got to his bus stop, they pushed him down. He came down. He was just walking. He has walked far distance and his senses returned back to him. And he was like, when did I get here? Where am I going? So he checked the trouser. Was wet with water. Praise the Lord. That portion where he sat down, there was a liquid there. That as the liquid touched his body, are you getting me? The brain was empty. Wipe off at that moment. Hallelujah. All kind of things in town. Devilish wisdom. One of our members, a child, was being kidnapped. He was coming back from school. He said, Junior, your mom said we should bring you. As the boy entered the box, he discovered that these people are kidnappers. And the small boy began to blast in tongues. Jagrapa, say you can dagger that. Secondary school boys. He began to pray, in the name of Jesus. They carried it. He was shot. This one is fire. They drop him. They let your children be fire. They drop the boy. They zoom off. Hallelujah. They drop him. Anyway, amen. Praise God. The Lord will visit us. From today, you will walk in wisdom. Be on your feet and say, Lord, help me to walk in wisdom. Help me to walk in your wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah God, I want to walk in your wisdom. Father, help me, Lord. I want to walk in your wisdom. I want to walk in the path of God. Talk to God, talk to God, talk to God. Lebro kunda yada de zelike ndazo libra kanda. Eziba kunda yada de zelike kendizada. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawale Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website, www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.